Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
Now, as long as there's been popular music, there have also been a large percentage of musicians and crews who have struggled with mental health issues. Unfortunately, these are still ongoing and have been romanticised by the likes of the 27 Club, whose members include musicians who lost their lives at just 27 years old. And there's a long list: Kurt Cobain, Amy Winehouse, Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix, and loads more besides. Now, to show the world what's been lost to this mental health crisis, Toronto-based non-profit Over the Bridge has used artificial intelligence, seriously AI, to create the album the 27 Club never had the chance to. Founding partner Ace Piva is on the line now to tell us about it. Welcome to the programme, Ace. So, the idea, first of all, where does this originate for lost tapes of the 27 Club?
Over the Bridge was founded to help musicians and those working in the music industry so they could have access to resources and support. And, you know, we were happened to be contacted by a great PR company named Rethink. And they're an agency full of musicians themselves. They wanted to give something back to, musicians' mental health, because that's, the statistics are very high when it comes to depression and anxiety and within the music population. So they just thought, you know, it'd be a unique way to bring attention to the fact that although these songs were created, that nothing really beats the real deal, and we need to keep our artists that are here safe and supported, so we don't add more to this 27
Club. Well, then
Club.
The 27 Club, a number of musicians and artists and actors who died at the age of 27, most commonly, I suppose, from battling addiction or mental health issues and all the rest. So how did you go about it? How did you create this album?
Well, basically, we took a collection of songs by each artist and had artificial intelligence software called Magenta listen to these songs over and over again. We then asked the AI software to output the new songs in each musician's style. So all the musical elements you hear, from the lyrics to the melodies to the hooks and rhythms, were all written by artificial intelligence. We then had a vocalist come in and perform the AI-written lyrics to the AI-written melodies.
Okay, well, then let's take the Nirvana track here, Lost Tapes of the 27 Club. What are we talking about? What's it called?
It's called Drown in the Sun.
Okay, here goes. And there you go. So we're talking here about the lost tapes of the 27 Club. Do I call that the Nirvana track? Is that it?
We just like to call it Drown in the Sun.
All right. Okay. Fair enough. Now, with the lack of touring and ways to kind of keep afloat throughout the past year, do you think there's an even bigger need now to offer support for mental health issues in the music industry?
100%. Before, the global pandemic, I was taking about 5 to 6 calls a week, and now I'm averaging between 20 and 25 from various music industry members. There's been a lot of struggles, especially with the lack of connection that a lot of artists feel that they need, feel that they get with their audience during the shows. In addition, a big thing is lack of identity. If you're not doing what you love, then who are you? And, and this goes beyond just artists, but the crew behind, the people off the stage as well. Because if they're not roadies and tour managers and sound guys and doing what they've been doing for their entire lives, there's a real sense of loss amongst our community right now. So,
okay, well, let's take another one from Lost Tapes of the 27 Club. Man I Know is what it's called. It's from Amy Winehouse.
Well, I got no idea. I got nothing to say. It's all wrong. And I like to get on going. Trouble is showing with this song.
Amy Winehouse, it is Man I Know. We're looking here at the lost tapes of the 27 Club. And Ace, you know, I presume, I'm guessing here, that you probably have a bit of a musical history yourself. What's your background? How did you get involved with mental health in the music industry?
Well, I started off as a drummer, got into local and then national touring, and then eventually found myself doing a tour management role. So I've been a tour manager for the past 14 years. When you're a tour manager, you're in a unique position of having a lot of personal conversations with artists and the crew that's touring with you. And you know what, most of these conversations kind of happen post show, you know, once where everyone's back in the van or the bus and everyone's sort of recapping the day. We talk about lack of life balance. But when you're on the road 100% of the time or at home 100% of the time, it takes very different skills to manage each of those situations. And it's not a 9-to-5 job. So you're either, you know, 100% away or 100% at home. And, you know, as we're finding out during COVID, that it's very difficult to be at home 100% of the time without that sort of balance in and out of the household.
You played support in what way? Were you in a band playing support, or were you working with Queens of the Stone Age and Kiss?
I've worked with bands who we've opened up for those bands, right, you know, yeah, for Queen Age. So I've been very lucky to work on like from a club level to an arena level.
Okay, well then let's take a look then at the word replace here and see where you stand. What are your thoughts on AI generated music replacing actual music written by something like you and me, human beings?
You know what? Nope, don't want it to happen. I'm against it. And in fact, if you take a listen to any of these songs, although, you know, I think AI has done a great job of doing some recreating, it definitely, you know, there is something missing, I believe. And I think it's the soul. So, you know, if anything, this project is here to show that we can't replace artists, no matter how good technology gets. And we have to be there and support these artists while they're here, so we don't lose any more.
Okay, well, before I play one last one here, if people want to check out the lost tapes of the 27 Club tracks, where can they listen to them?
Look them up on YouTube. You know, people have, you know, copied and pasted them. Some people have done their own music videos to them. It's been incredible. But if you just put in lost tapes of the 27 Club, you'll find them online. They're
okay,
popular.
You'll find them online. YouTube, Spotify, any streaming service, and losttapesofthe27club.com is really what it's all about. So, Ace Piva, founding partner of Mental Health for Musicians organization Over the Bridge, that is. Thanks a million for being with us in the programme today. And I think I'll pick this one here. Will this one sort of float your boat? Will it? Jim Morrison, The Roads Are Alive?
Sounds good to me. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Take it easy, Ace. Thanks a million. Good man.
Sad faces like a bouquet of pain. With all that we had, we just couldn't stay. Down in my dreams, you know I'm on high. Never know what you are to find.
Weekends on 2FM.